Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer James Plady. You know what? I'm looking at the clock. 6:45, exactly 5 hours left for you to buy a Mega Millions ticket. $640 million up for grabs tonight. It is the biggest jackpot, a potential win for the Mega Millions lottery in history. But did you know that 1 in 3 lottery winners end up going broke in just 5 years? So to find out what you can do to avoid that fate once you, of course, win the lotto tonight, I'm joined by Clark Hodges. He is a financial strategist out of Dallas. His website is HodgesCapital.com. Clark, thanks for joining us this evening.
You bet. Good to be on.
I still have not purchased a ticket myself. How about you?
Well, you don't need to purchase one because I'm going to win. So, no need in you adding to the winnings that I'm going to get.
You're such a good. Now, do you buy just the single dollar ticket, $5, $10, or do you go $20?
I bought $5 worth.
Yeah, see, that's my limit, too. I think that's about where you can say, you know what, my chances are good enough here.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I mean, you got a shot, and that's really all you can really
right.
ask for.
Indeed. So, look, I guess the first decision is whether you'll want to take the lump sum or the yearly annual payment, which runs for 26 years. What is the smarter financial choice?
I think the smarter choice by far is to take the lump sum because you can do so much more with the money, and you can put the money, the bulk of the money in some sort of investment, and by the end of the 25 years that you would have gotten the payout, you would probably have much more money than the original lottery winnings were.
So when you have a client that has just received a large amount of money, let's say through an inheritance, are there things that you can and should do right away to maybe minimize how heavily the money will be taxed or any kinds of other potential penalties?
You bet. You should, depending on the amount of money that it is, you should get the money into trust and protect it that way. Protect it from not only any sort of lawsuit or anything like that that you may get into at some point in your life, but also protect it from your heirs, your kids that may, want to try to take their portion that you give them someday and go crazy with it. So a trust allows you to do a lot of different things. Tie some incentives, kind of, if you will, to that money for your heirs, and it keeps it safe. And I would definitely sit down and take a breath, so to speak, and figure out what you want to do with this money. Do you just want to retire and go away and just live off the dividend income that it can make for you? Or do you want to, build a new house? Do you want to start a new career? Do you want to take care of a church? You just need to figure out what you want to do with it. And then that will determine what level of risk you want to put the money at, whether you put it in CDs, treasury bills, you want to put it in the stock market, you want to open your own restaurant, whatever investment you want to do, you need to determine that level of risk that you have with this new money.
Generally, though, is it unwise to take any amount of money, if you have, let's say, $5 or $10 million, and start investing in businesses or buying property? Is that generally how money gets lost?
Yeah, I think what most people do is they've dreamed of this day, and once it actually hits, they go out and they buy that Ferrari or whatever their dream was, and that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But then about 2 weeks later, they have another urge, and they go do that. And then about 2 weeks later, they have another one. And then they decide they want to upgrade their house, and they decide that, my brother-in-law over here is going to start this business. I'm going to give him a bunch of money. And before you know it, you've adjusted your lifestyle way up, and you're on a pattern that won't last. And so I would say, going into it, if somebody's going to win this money, they need to plan on what kind of toy or what kind of big ticket item they want to purchase with it, and then they need to sit down and be really wise about the money. Figure out how much they're going to give to certain family members. Figure out what kind of car, house, or vacation you want to do, and then start really planning it and hiring the right kind of people. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go out and start acquiring land, I would get with a broker who is familiar with that, if you're not familiar with it, and try to figure out the ins and outs, because just going out and buying land for the sake of buying land is not a good investment. But if you have somebody with some expertise you can rely on and you trust them, then you could probably do okay.
I'm talking to Clark Hodges. He's a financial strategist out of Dallas. His website is HodgesCapital.com. So, Clark, I wonder if you want to have a fixed annual income that brings in, let's say, $50,000 to $100,000 a year, how much money do you really need to have to work out a situation like that?
You know, you really don't need that much as it relates to this lottery tonight. If you want to make $50,000 a year and you are just going to put the money in the 30-year T-bill, Treasury bonds, you're going to get a 3.3% yield. So you really only need about $1.5 million, almost $2 million, let's say, invested in that bond to get $50,000 annually off of that.
Well, that'd be a nice setup for your friends and family, I guess, to maintain your money and let them live off the dividends.
Sure. You could also get more of a dividend if you were a little riskier with it, which is not risky in my opinion, but if you went out and bought, you know, AT&T and Johnson & Johnson and Home Depot and Walmart, these big corporations, IBM, blue chip stocks, pay a little dividend, you probably get a better yield over time than you would on the 30-year Treasury bond, and you probably would, at the end of that 30 years, have a lot more than $1.5 million.
Well,
given back to you.
Tell me this: what is the dumbest thing you've seen anybody do, or maybe something people typically do when they do have
the thing that I see that I think is really stupid is you basically allow your friends or your family members to quit their jobs and be part of your entourage, if you will, and you're footing the bill for them, and they have no get in the game whatsoever. Let's say it's your mom, let's say, and your mom says, "I want a new Cadillac," and you get her a Cadillac. Your mom says, "I want a new house," you get her a new house. And she's just thinking, you know, I've got this endless pocketbook over here. Anytime I need anything, you know, I can get it. And that's really stupid because people, you know, who didn't win the money end up benefiting more than the person who did win the money, because chances are he's going to run out of money, and she or whoever the relative was is going to have all these nice things given to them and done for them over the years and have more in the end, really. So having your entourage and your friends quit their jobs just to hang out with you is probably the stupidest thing you can do.
That is something to keep in mind, but maybe mom gets to retire, but the rest of them, they have to keep working. I think that's for sure. Clark Hodges, financial strategist out of Dallas. His website is HodgesCapital.com. You can check him out there. Clark, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too. And we will be right back to...